受洗的时候，你就是在教会里头。如果你没有受洗，就证明你没在教会的结构里头。
And you can examine it this way: if you benefit from the church, that means you are part of the building of the church. If you do not benefit from it, that means you have not been a part of in the building of the church.
有的石头虽然建立在教会里头了，但是它没有承重。
Oh, there might be some rocks which were being built, which were part of the structure of the church, but then they may not have a huge function in contributing to the work of the church.
那是什么东西？
What is that?
装饰品。
Those are just decorations.
对，所以呢，它很有意思是，它虽然也 physically。外在的在教会里头，但是它不是教会实质的部分，所以它没有活在教会里。
And so there might be this rock that might be built into the church, but then structurally, he's not part of the church, he's not building up the church, and it's just a decoration.
现在的问题就是，你承担了教会职分吗？
So the question to all of us is, are you bearing any responsibility?To be part of this church.
如果你没有的话，你就不是教会的实质部分。真正你是教会的人，还是教会以外的人？是神家里的人，还是神家以外的人？标志就是职分。
So the question is, are you contributing to it? Are you part of this, the core structure of the church that builds this church up? You can be on the inside or on the outside, and if you're not, I mean, there will be signs that shows who you are.
好，我这个对不起有名词哈，没关系，你可以随便。就是我们做一个行为主义的黑箱试验哈，就是以前有一个试验是这个 black box， 然后它的黑箱试验是这样的，它不管外头有什么东西，只看你的行为，记住啊，只看你的行为，不看里头，来表明你自己是谁。
So there's an experiment is the black box experiment. It doesn't matter what happens outside the box, but everything that's inside the box, and all we look at is your behavior.Your actions within the box.
好，我们说的这个黑箱叫做家哈。
So this black box, we call it house, a home or house.
好，好了，嗯，对，好了，有一个人，第一个人进来了哈，我们看他的 behavior 哈，第一个人进来了，他呢手里头拎着很多的菜。
So a man walked in to this house. He had two bags of dishes.
最好用 person 哈。
This person, not me. This person walked into this black box, this house. He has two bags of groceries.
对，然后呢，他到了家里以后就开始摘菜、洗菜、切菜、炒菜。
So he walked into this house. He started preparation. He would wash the veggies, cut them, and prepare them.
然后呢，摆桌子，然后把这个桌搬盘都就准备好了，杯盘。
And he set up the tables.
然后呢，招呼大家吃饭。
And he call everyone in to eat.
等大家吃完饭以后呢，他就开始扫地、收拾桌子、洗碗，把垃圾倒了。
And when dinner is over, he start washing, cleaning, and cleaning and throwing garbage.
好了，这是第一个人哈，记住哈。
So that was the first person.
那么第二个人进来了，
and 然后 come second person.
手里是空的。
He come empty-handed.
然后直奔的沙发一坐。
And this person sat on the sofa.
然后拿着咖啡，拿不是咖啡，拿一杯茶。我们中国人哈，拿一杯茶喝。
Chinese person would drink a tea.
然后呢，看看电视。
And watch TV.
然后有人招呼我吃饭，我就坐那儿一吃。
And someone called me to eat, so I go eat.
吃完了一抹嘴要回去接着喝茶。
And I ate and then I just wipe and I go back and drink my tea.
好了，那我问说，第一类人是什么人？第二类人是什么人
？So the question to you is what kind of persons are these? The group one, I mean the first and the second.
记住那个黑箱是家哈，在家里头发生这个事的时候，第一类人什么人？第二类人什么人
？So the preconcept is this black box, which is home.All right, so we have to think it within this box. What are the first person and the second person? What type of a person are they?
有人知道吗？哦，一个是丈夫，一个是先这个太太。
Okay, so the answer is one is a husband and one is a wife.
大家笑的原因呢是说先生没有做他当做的事儿。
So we are laughing because we know the husbands were not doing what they were supposed to do.
对，我说的事儿呢，不是这个不应当。我说的两个人都是应当应分的、合法的做了他当做的事。第一类人什么人？第二类人什么人
But what I'm trying to say is these two group of persons are actually doing what they're supposed to do in the yeah. scenario that they are in. They're actually doing what they're supposed to do.
对吧
？That's being
house
owner,
and guest.
Owner and guest.
对，所以这就是区别。
So there's a difference here.
家人就意味着说你履行家务的日常职分。
If you're part of a family, you do the duties and responsibility of a family member.
如果你不履行的，合法的不履行，就证明你是客人。
If you legally don't do that, then you're fine because you're a guest.
其实，在神的家里是一样的。
It is the same in the family of God.
如果你承担了教会的职分，你就是神家里的人。
If you bear the responsibilities and duties of the church, then you are a member in the family, member of this church.
你就是到这儿来被人家服务，吃喝也对的，你就是慕道友。
Coming here to be fed, to be entertained, and that's fine too because you are just visitors.
上帝。邀请了你，你到这来就是来享受，就是来吃喝的，因为你是一个，记住啊，你是一个被神家请来的客人。
If you are a guest, a visitor to come and to enjoy the food and enjoy the company, that's fine because you are a guest of God. You've been invited to come and join us.
如果你已经生在家里了，受了洗，成了神家里人，还在这边没有服侍，光吃光喝的话，你是什么人？
But if you are a member, you've been a child of God, you've been baptized into this family, but you're still here just eating and drinking, what does that make you?
Huh? 我说都是 legally 啊，我不是说这种不符合职分。好，在你们家也是，我就举你们家，你们家也有成员，虽然是你们家的成员，但是呢，他没有做什么事情等着服侍，那是什么人？
So another example, say within a family, your family, and legally person in your family who is not doing his duties, there are people like that in your family, right? So what or who are they?
刚才已经回答了，小孩。
The answer is your children in your family.
而且是婴孩，是 baby.
And they are babies, little children.
因为在你家的职分中，你要把他培养成一个家庭成员，所以你从这个他长大一点，你是不是也让他去倒倒垃圾啊？把外头信桶的箱拿回来，这个信拿回来啊？
Being part of a family, part of a member of a family, they're allowed to be children. But as they grow, they cannot continue to be children. As they grow, don't you want them to maybe bring the garbage out to go bring some?Males into the house.
对，所以呢，在神的家里也一样，因为我们每一个人都是重生的基督徒，都是从 baby 的状态开始长大。我们一开始也在一个 learning 的 process 里头，所以我们也会有一点一点学习侍奉的渐进。
It is the same in the family of in the house of God as well. We all have been reborn and we all grew as babies, and we learn. It's a learning process, and we learn to serve little by little.
当然了，很有意思啊！你是学习的过程中，如果你已经信主了20年了，长着胡子了，还仍然叼着奶嘴的话，那大概就不太正常，对不对
？But this is a learning process. Remember that. But if you have been a believer, be baptized for like 20 years, and you are still behaving like a child and still have a pacifier in your mouth, then you gotta be careful.
好，还是这样，职分是职分。你有没有履行职分，或者说那个 rock 有没有承重，就标志了你是神家里的人，还不是神家里的人，这就是你是不是得永生，是不是享受你永生的标志。
So it is duty, it's a sign, duties, right? If you perform some of those duties, that will then shows us if you are a member of the family of God. And these are the signs. It will shows what kind of a rock you are in the church.
而且我们说，哎呀，我没有进步也没有关系，我一个 baby 也没有关系哈。如果这是一个中性的 neutral 的中性的这样的东西呢，成长呢，你就可以慢慢的等待。但是我们所接受的信仰不是这样的，是在永生的，是在上帝的国和上帝的家和世纪的对立中真正得到的永生。
Your eternal life is not something that you stay stagnant in. It has to be a process. You cannot tell yourself, it is fine, I'll just continue to be a baby. It is okay. But it is not. Because it fully reflects your life in eternity.
让他这个最重要的部分翻出来。
Okay.
最重要的意思是说，我们是在跟世界的对立中来享有神家里生活的永生的。
Okay.
所以是有对立。
We are in contrary to the worldview, because we are in the house of God and we need to continue to grow.
如果你不生在神的家里头，你就被世界掳走了。
If you're not living in the house of God, then you will be lured into the world.
对，所以这就是后面耶稣讲的这句话：只有你作为一个石头，建在圣殿里头，活在基督身体里的时候，阴间的权柄对你才无效了。只要你逆定律是这样的哈，只要你不建在圣殿里头，不活在基督身体里头，你于是就被阴间的权柄、被世界的权势拿走了。
This is exactly what Jesus said here, that on this rock I will build my church. So if you live in the church, then the gates of Hades will not overcome it. So on the contrary, which means if you do not live in the church, then the gates of Hades will be able to snare you and bring you into his world.
好，这就是我们其实在教会中间的，你在教会中的所有的操练就是这件事，你是不是作为石头实质性的建立在圣殿里头，承担教会的职分，这就是你成长过程，这是教会的第一个职分啊。
This is your very first duty as a member of the family of the church, which is, are you that rock that is being placed in the church, and are you growing in the church? Are you being involved in performing your duties as a member of the church?
在这个圣经中管这个叫成全圣徒。或者说你是做一个门徒了，你要学会做门徒。
Biblical terms meant have you become a disciple of Jesus?
教会的第二个职分就是福音，所以这个石头是活石，它不仅仅是一个建在教会里头的，而且是对教会外开放的石头。
The second duty as a believer is that of evangelism, which means you're this rock that's not just being stagnant within church, you're a living rock.
那么很有意思啊，在这边这个耶稣讲了说天国的钥匙是给我们圣徒的。
Here very interestingly, Jesus said this, the keys to the kingdom of heaven is being given to us.
我们在地上捆绑的，他就在天上捆绑；我们在地上释放的，他在天上释放。
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以你是带了天国钥匙的人。
So you're a person who is carrying the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
我们走到大街上，没人敢惹我们的。
If you walk on the street, nobody should be able to come and bully you.
好，你要 bully 我的话，你就别想上去哈，钥匙在我这儿了。
If you bully me, watch out, because I have the key to the kingdom of heaven.
显然不是这个意思。
But that's obviously not what it means.
钥匙是什么含义呢？
What does this key mean?
有没有人从上海来？
Anyone from Shanghai?
有没有上海人啊？然后北京人说话就比较方便了。
If not, then me as a Beijing person can speak better.
开玩笑，上海我也不知道，这是过去这个老前辈哈，文学前辈跟我们讲，上海在老上海，在上世纪前半叶，在上海有一种地方叫做玻璃门。
There is so in the past in Shanghai there is a place.
对 ，glass door 说是。
Oh, there's a glass door. That's this place that's made of glass.
原因是很简单，就是以前你们有见过那种老式的门是玻璃的，全是玻璃，然后旁边是那种红木，然后有一个铜的把儿。我没见过那种老，是弹簧门。
So these are like really in the olden times where it's like glass door from floor to ceiling and has a door handle that's made of wood.
对，在那个时候呢，在上海呢，这一般都是酒吧。西餐馆或者舞厅。
Back in those days, places with these kind of doors are like a bar and a nightclub and like fancy restaurants.
所以在那个时候呢，因为没有那个门开门不是 sensor， 所以在这些地方开在那些繁华地区，淮海路啊、南京路的那些地方呢，他在每一个门前呢都站着一个小孩 teenager。
So back in those days, since the doors don't open automatically, there is always a young person, a teenage person usually, that stands by the door to open the doors for us.
那就是，他是这样很有意思，穿着燕尾服站在那个地方。
They dress really nice and stand by the door.
然后呢，很有意思，他就是门的 sensor。
Then they literally are the sensor for the door.
然后有一个客人只要一过，他就把门啪拉开了。
As long as someone is walking by, this person will have to open the door.
Yeah. 那么有意思的是说，有一天有一个客人过了，他没留神，他没开门怎么办？
So interestingly, if one day a person walked by the door and this person, he forgot to open the door, what happened then?
他啊？
骂人。
我说他的未来的命运是什么？
What will happen to his future if this little boy forget to open the door? He get fired.
其实呢，我们说我们执掌了天国的钥匙，就是含义，我们被神任命为这个城市，你们叫什么？中文翻译这个我们城市叫什么？
塔城。
好，我们又翻成了塔城的天国之门的开门者。
So in the same way, we possess this key to the kingdom of heaven. We're kind of like this boy who opens the door. We are the key holder to the city of Tallahassee for the rest of the city of Tallahassee.
只要塔城还有一个人没信的，只要他居住在这个地方，就是神委托给我们的客人，我们就必须为他开门。
As long as there's still an unbeliever in Tallahassee,They are the people that God has bestowed on us to open the door, the gates of heaven for them.
只要你不开门的话，你记住那个小孩的下场啊。
As long as you don't open a door, any door, just remember what we talk about this little boy. What will happen to him when he didn't open the door?
很多人讲了说，哦，其实我们也去叫他，他不来啊。
As some of us would say, well, I invited, they just don't want to come.
比如这次吧，我们都说了，有刘同松牧师从加州来了，哎呀，很好的讲演，我给他打电话了，然后他没来嘛。
So for example, this week, we'll be like, oh, I've invited a friend, this famous speaker from California is here. I invited, but they still won't come.
你觉得耶稣基督是这么邀请你的吗？
Do you think that is how Jesus invited you?
Jesus 是不是在这个在这个天上这样的，啊，不，小张，哎，我告诉你哈，天堂好得很，永生是非常荣耀的，你赶紧来吧。
Do you think this is what Jesus does in heaven? He will pick up the phone, he dial your number and say, "Hey, heaven is good. Come join me."
听了一会儿
，After a while，
走，挂了。
And you hang up the phone.
跟天父讲说。不来下地狱吧。
And Jesus would say to Heavenly Father, "Well, that's his fault. He doesn't want to come. Okay, he may go to hell."
这是耶稣基督邀请你的方式吗
？Is that how Jesus invited you?
不，他是这样。
Of course not.
他道成了肉身。
He incarnate. The Word became flesh.
做成了最深的样式。
He became like us.
然后在我们的境遇中为我们洗脚、治病、教导我们。
In our circumstances, he washed our feet. He healed us.
然后在十字架上为我们死
，and he died for us on the cross。
然后复活，使那个幔子裂开以后行过去，让我们看出那条道路。
And he rose again. He ripped the curtain in the two. He passes through it, and so that we can be with him.
这是他邀请我们的方式。
That is how Jesus invited us to him.
所以我们要去邀请他，就是这样，要进入他的境遇，与他同行，为他死，向他彰显了天国的荣耀。于是，这才是真正生命的邀请。
And to invite a friend to come to Christ, we have to be into their life. We have to sacrifice our life for them. We got to do our part for them. That is walking.The life of Christ in that's true invitation.
所以我们去的时候，当然也有打电话，当然也有送小册子，当然也有送录像。
Of course, it involves invitation, calling, giving them a little booklet, and giving them some CDs to listen to.
但是最重要的是说，你的生命是不是承载了基督的生命，放到他面前向他显示了
？Most importantly, is your life manifesting the life of Christ?Jesus, and then you are revealing the life of Jesus in their lives.
我想塔城比较小，所以我想没有很多的这个 salesman 到你家门去敲门吗？有没有
？Tallahassee may be a little small, but do you have a lot of salesmen that come knocking at your door to sell?
也有吗？哦，有。
Some.
我在纽约居住的时候，有很多人到我的公寓去这个摁，那没有敲门哈，去摁那个。
While I was living in New York, in the apartment I live, I get these salesmen a lot. They'll come and press my doorbell.
我都不让他们进来。我说我真的要干嘛？
I will never open my door for them.
但是有一天我邀请了一个，也不是叫 salesman 吧，一个 intern 到我家来为我推销。
But one day I invited an intern person. I opened my door to this person.
原因是有一个。这个教会的成员，他的小孩那个考 上大学没上太好，所以他在家闲赋了一年。
The reason being there was this family in our church and the child didn't do well in school, did not make it into college, so he kind of was free for a year.
然后呢，小朋友为了减轻家里的负担，然后就学这个推销东西。
And so this child, because he wants to help with the family, he took this job to as a sales promoter.
好了，那他学俩这个一两个月了，我就问他妈妈说，哎，卖出去了吗？
And so he was in his job for like a month or two, and I asked his mom, so what have he sold?
他说还没去呢。
The reply was, well, he hasn't done it yet.
因为什么？因为那个中国小孩以前都没干过这事儿，所以他脸皮薄，他不敢去。
The reason was, well, Chinese children just wasn't bold enough to do be a salesman.
好，那我说好啊，没关系哈，今天晚上七点半钟来牧师家，先向牧师推销，好不好
？And so I said that's fine. Why don't he practice on me, Pastor? Why don't you have him come to my house at 7:30 tonight?
好，到了晚上七点半钟，叮咚。
So the night at 7:30, my doorbell rang.
好，一打开门，我笑了。为什么？小孩还穿着西服。
I was smiling because he was in his suits.
然后呢？右手呢拎着一个铁皮箱子，左手拎着一个那种办公的那种皮包。
So he has like a metal case in his on one hand and a briefcase on the other hand.
我这个通过他我也学会了怎么推销哈。
Through him, I've learned how to be a salesman.
先用了大概七八分钟跟你闲谈了一下，哎呀，你有什么小孩吗？住这多长时间了之类的。
So he first spent 7 to 8 minutes to just talk.Talk to me general. Oh, how many do you have children? And general talk.
然后开始说他的产品，他是卖刀子的。
And then he started to talk about his the thing that he was selling. He was selling knives.
他说我们那边的那个我们公司的这个刀子好啊。
So he started saying, "Oh, the knives by my company are the best."
这样好那样好。然后他讲了可以削铜斩铁，都讲了。
It can do everything. The knives is.
他实际就是说，就是可以削铜斩铁。
It can cut metals.
啊，也。
Okay, the knives that we have can cut metals.
啊，这个中国人一看都卖假药的。
Chinese will go, that's fake.
对，讲了一圈以后，他说你买不买
？And so he after all of his talk, he says, "Are you buying or not?"
你会买吗
？Are you gonna buy? Will you buy?
啊，都摇头，当然，谁会买他这个
？You shake your head.
谁会说？对，你这个。Lip service 嘛，你根本没看到什么真东西啊。
Because you'll be like, I haven't really seen anything in action. It's just all talk.
然后他把他那个办公的大皮包掀开了。
And he opened his briefcase.
然后拿了一个这么厚的那个皮夹子，这个不是皮夹子，那种塑料夹子。然后里头就是 catalog， 它里头有各种各样的产品介绍。
And so he took out his huge folder with all the catalogs of all of the products that he was selling.
每一篇的上边是一个彩色的照片。
Every page has got a colorful picture on it.
底下有介绍说一共有多少数量，什么形状，用什么合金做的。
And below every picture is a detailed explanation of all the products, what they are, what they're made of, and stuff.
那简直太好了，因为各种各样。那简直不能想象啊！从一把刀子，我们中国人都是一把刀子，叫什么张小泉是吧？王小泉，像他这个不是，他这个就是说，哎呀，从一把刀子、五把刀子、八把、十二把、二十五把、125把、250把一套的刀子，各种各样的形状，不同的合金，因为有不同的用途和不同的韧度。哎呀，简直太棒了！对不起啊。
So he was just showing off all of the products of the knives, the sets that were like.Made up a set of 8 and 10 and 15, 250 a set, and each set has got their functions and what they're made up of and all the good things of promoting the knives.
你买吗
At this point, would you still buy?
看看，比刚才的有犹豫了哈。刚才是马上摇头，现在是有人点头。
Earlier, all of you all shake your head, but now only some, so you are kind of you're thinking.
因为这个事不关要紧，我想点要紧的事比如说，现在在你们塔城的东边，有人要卖你房子，给你写了，哎呀，你看我们这个 four bedroom two bathroom 是这样的，是一个古典式的建筑，是这么漂亮，客厅是这样的，你看照片在这儿了哈，是用什么材料建的，它是怎么样能够抗震，然后请你交钱吧，你会买吗
？So for example, today's someone walk up to you and told you, oh, on the east side of Tallahassee, and show you a picture, there's this house that I want to sell for bedroom, two bathroom, and just telling you all the good stuff about the house and said, here, just pay up. Would you buy this house?
哇，你们这还没有反应？
No.
我要到你们这儿来卖东西。你们这儿人比较好骗。
Not much of a reaction, so I think I'm going to come and sell things to you.
谁会买呀？
Who is going to buy?
对不对？你是怎么买房子的吗？
Is that how you will buy a house?
这是怎么买的？你们真、no. 呀，你们这真是好骗啊！太 naive 了。我到你们这儿来卖房子。
You're very naive if that's how you buy a house.
没人会买，因为什么？因为你没见到真的东西。
No one would really buy a house or knife like this because you haven't seen the real thing.
好，这个 salesman， 这个我们未来的 salesman 就开始见真章了哈。他就把那个铁皮箱子打开。
So this young man, he is going to show his real stuff. He opened this metal case.
把他们这很有意思，在这个他拿他产品之前，先拿那个木板放这儿。
Before that, he put a wooden board.
然后呢，很有意思，先拿了一个胡萝卜，
And then he put a carrot on the board.
一个木棍
a wooden rod next
一个铁管子钢管这么粗的钢管
a metal rod next
然后他从那个最底下拿出了刀子说这是我们公司的产品你看好了
and then from this metal case he took out this knife and he said well this is a product for my company look
他轻轻往上一碰那个胡萝卜就变成两个了
very gently he sliced the carrot into two
他用大的劲儿棒这么一剁然后那个木棍变成两半了。
A little harder, he snapped on the wooden rod and it split into two.
他 slice 一下那个钢管，噌，那个钢管就变成两半了。
And he sliced the metal rod easily into and broke it into two.
你买不买
？Now would you buy?
当然，如果你家有刀，你不会买了。但是当你没有刀子有需要的时候，你就会非常认真的思考要不要买它。
So, like, if you have no knives at your home, you will definitely buy. If you have knives, you probably will be thinking. But if you have no knife, then you'll be seriously thinking about buying this set of knives.
这就是我们为别人开门真正的方式。
This is the true method of how we should open the doors for others.
我们当然可以给录光盘，当然可以给文章这个杂志，这个可以给书籍哈。但是最主要的是什么？你得见真章，得有真的东西。我活着就是基督，你看见了我，就看了我要推销的真正的东西是什么。于是，那真正天国的门就开了。
Of course, you could give books and CDs and materials to invite them to Christ, but the real thing and the real way to invite people to Christ is to truly live out Christ for them. And when they see Christ in you, that is when you open the door for them.
现在真正的问题是这样哈，这也是我经常听说的，就是我一看你，我就不想去了。
And the true question or problem here is, someone will say, "I look at you, and I don't want to come to church."
所以我们现在是这样，就是说，你真的成为了天国的开门人吗？你真的把握了那把钥匙
？The question here is, have you truly hold the key to the kingdom of heaven? Are you the true person that will stand at the door and open the door for them?
所以我们昨天讲了教会生活哈，那我们今天就是讲教会生活两个方面，一个就是如何培训自己，也使别人成为门徒，这就是教会的第一个职分和功能。
The very first duty to live in a church is how you train yourself to bear the responsibility to become a member of the church.
另外一件事就是教会的第二个功能，就是说我们是在这个世界上发光的那个灯，对吧？所以呢，我们。
The second function of a church is that we are the light of this world, and we are supposed to shine our lights of Christ.
所以每一个人不是教会的宣教执事或本地福音执事，是每一个人都必须活出来，为世界的罪人而死。于是教会的门才向世界打开了。这就是福音的职分，教会的第二个职分。
So second duty of a church is evangelism. Not every one of us are pastors or evangelists or those, but every one of us has the duties and responsibility to live our life out so that we can hand over that key to the kingdom of heaven to others.
如果你是在履行这个职分，如果你是如何 function 的 in this way, 所以呢，于是你就是建造在圣殿里了。如果你没有履行呢，你就不好说你在什么地方。
If you're living your life like this and fulfilling your duties and responsibility, then you are fulfilling your function as a member of the church, when you do those. But if you're not, then there's another story.
好，我们一块儿祷告啊。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你将你的身体赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for giving your body to us.
你不是给我们一个空的圣灵或空的道。
You did not give us an empty truth or an empty spirit.
你给我们的是道成了肉身，圣灵受孕的生命。
What you gave us is a life that you came, you incarnate, and was by the Holy Spirit.
那么就求主呢，让我们能够又真又活地生活在你自己的身体里头。
Help us, Lord, to live our life fully, in your body.
能够在教会中成为那个承担职分、受重的石头。
Help us to be that rock that can bear your duties and responsibility.In the church.
让我们有追求，不断通过各尽其职，而能够真正学习到你自己生命的样式。
Help us to seek to live our life, in you, through all ways and manners.
也让我们成为一个不断的为罪人死，走到世界中去传播福音的人。
Help us to be a person that will continuously die for sinners who will walk out and seek for them.
保守我们能够真正的活在你自己的身体里，不被阴间的权势所胜过。
Help us to live our life in your body, so that we, the gates of hate will not be able to snatch us away from you.
求主与我们教会与每一个弟兄姐妹同在。
We pray God that you be with our church, be with everyone, brothers and sisters here.
祷告不配，侍奉主耶稣基督之名。
We pray all of these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢，谢谢。